Can you talk a little bit about the data we have on alpelisib and what your experience is, both in terms of efficacy and tolerability?
Well, the data have been presented and recently published, and of course, we know that this has just recently been FDA approved. What we know about alpelisib in the PIK3CA setting is that certainly it provided robust anti-tumor activity in terms of progression-free survival. We saw essentially a near doubling of progression-free survival in patients treated with alpelisib compared to fulvestrant alone. The overall survival data at this point are immature. But I think what was quite convincing from the SOLAR-1 data is this drug doesn't have activity in patients that don't have the PIK3CA mutation. And so this is truly individualized medicine, and this is really a scenario where we have to test in order to know where the pathway is activated. To me, what's really interesting, Neil, is the fact that we've known about the pathway, we've known about targeting the pathway for some time. And it's taken a while for us to finally get to this point where we have a drug, we can use it in this setting. But interestingly, the alpha-specific inhibitors, when they've been tested in the early stage setting, meaning even in the neoadjuvant setting, really have not shown a lot of activity. And of course, we know that PIK3CA mutations, when present in early stage breast cancer, are actually associated with a better prognosis. And so one of the things that's fascinating to me, of course, is that at some point, PIK3CA becomes a driver. And we know from data in the metastatic setting that when it's present in a resistant setting, this is associated with sort of very poor outcomes. For example, there was a secondary analysis of MONARCH 2 recently presented at AACR by Sarah Tolaney, where they looked at PIK3CA mutations in patients treated with fulvestrant monotherapy or the combination with abemaciclib. And those patients with the PIK3CA mutations really did quite poorly treated with endocrine monotherapy again. So clearly in that setting, in the endocrine refractory setting, having the mutation is associated with a poor prognosis. That does not necessarily mean that it's the case in the early stage setting. And so it'll be interesting to see how this drug moves forward into the earlier stage setting, and we'll await data, obviously, from those trials.